Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hey everybody, it's Mark.
And Christy.
And we're really excited to invite you to another great show in the month of October for Divine Practice. We're on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio, normally roughly around the third Thursday. With some of the travel we've been doing, we've actually been moving the show around a little bit. We always like to tell people to check out the radio website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we're really excited to let you know that for our section on the radio website, we've added our link to get to our personal website that we've been promising for all of you for quite a while. You know, when you get someone who's very, very creative and someone who's OCD, it makes for a very interesting, let's collaborate on a website. So
it's a beautiful site.
It is a beautiful site.
Yeah.
As soon as I go and change it three more times.
Okay.
So of course you can get that link off the radio website, but we'll give it out to everybody. And we'll be doing that a few times on the show this evening because we have some other exciting news about what's up on our website that we're going to be sharing related to the show this evening. So, you can always check out our website at www.divinepractice.com. Before we get started with all the exciting news and everything that we have for the show this evening, we want to just run down and let you know that, as you know, generally every other month we have a guest on. And in the month of November and that's going to be coming up on our show on November 17th. Which is, I think, the third Thursday.
Yep.
And why don't you go ahead and tell everybody who's coming on the show?
Well, it'd be easier if I had my glasses on so I could actually read this, but I don't. But anyway, so Dr. Craig Martin is a spiritual counselor, astrologer, television personality, author, and relationship expert. And he's going to be speaking with us next month on relationships. So we're really excited to have him on. He's been on multiple TV programs, including NBC, ABC, Fox, and The Daily Buzz, Million Dollar Matchmaker. So this is really exciting. We're looking forward to having him on. So make sure you catch us next month, November 17th.
And if you want to find out a little bit more about him, in a week or so, we'll actually update our radio website to list all his details, including information about his best-selling book called Elemental Love Styles, Finding Compatibility and Create a Lasting Relationship. So I know for a lot of us out there, we're always looking for that great relationship, or how to make our relationship, you know, more smooth, or, you know, whatever it takes to kind of live life with grace and ease. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to have Dr. Craig Martin on in the month of November. So make sure to tune in next month for that show.
And if you didn't check out our show last month we had Christy from Canada. And that was such an amazing, beautiful show because she was actually talking about her new business about snuggling hearts, conscious embraces. And she uses a technique that she's developed over the years. As a nurse, she's worked in emergency medicine for quite a while. She knew at a young age that she had healing touch, and it came quite natural to her. And she's been able to be in the nursing field and work with many people and help with healings just through her presence, to be honest with you. And she's fascinating. I love her to pieces. So if you didn't hear that show last month, please go back and check our archives and check that out. That was our September show, right, babe?
Yeah, September show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for people who are new to the show, you know, Divine Practice has been on for a little less than a year now. We have other shows me and Christy partake in, such as supporting the Saint Germain radio show with our friend Brigida and Michael.
Mm-hmm,
and that's on once a month, and that's where our friend channels music and our other friend channels an ascended master. And then Dr. Connie is also on once a month, and that's where we talk about angels.
Mm-hmm.
And I love angels, so
Yay.
It's just so much fun to do that show. There's become a new standard or thing now where at the end of each show, I do have tendencies time to time to assist Dr. Connie with readings. A lot of them relationship-based because I call them the romance angels.
And you're very good at that.
And also with usually closing out the end of her show with some type of prayer or some type of channeled message for healing and everything for everybody. So make sure to check out that show once a month. And, you know, the Spiritual Connections Radio Network, which we've been running for probably about 4 or 5 years now, has probably close to 2,000 shows in the archives going all the way back. We've pretty much interviewed under Spiritual Connections Radio a number of people from around the world with every type of modality or spiritual teaching you can think about. So if you ever want to go and dig through the archives, there's just some amazing shows that are there. And with that, this evening's show, we're going to talk about something called Ormus. So, Christy, what is Ormus?
Ormus is amazing. And I just feel called right now. I just had a feeling that for those of you that are listening live or listening in replay, I just want to say to you, thank you. Thank you for your journey. And thank you for listening. Thank you for what you do in your day. Know that you are an amazing, beautiful being. And that though sometimes things may be hard, that you are surrounded by love, and by grace, and by the divine, and that the divine dwells within you. Know this is true because it comes from a special place, the place that's the same in me and you. So that needed to come out and be said. And with that, I will say that Ormus is an amazing discovery. And a friend of ours from Austin, who's in acupuncture school, actually gave some information to us about Ormus. And I started listening to talk shows and doing research on YouTube and trying to figure out, okay, what is this? So Ormus is basically, stands for ORME, Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. It was found in the 70s by a rancher, and I want to say it was Arizona, a dirt farmer, really. And he discovered that when you sprayed the dirt out there with to try to bring some of the minerals out, well, he found this one substance, and they couldn't identify. Well, it spent millions of dollars looking into the substance, and nobody could really figure out what it was because it seemed like it changed. And basically, long story short, and you can do a lot of research yourself, but Ormus is basically a fifth state of matter. So that means that it comes from the fifth dimension. And what happens is that we call the Ormus in, Mark and I, whenever we made our Ormus, we call it Peaceful Ascension. And each Ormus has a little bit of a different flavor because it kind of resonates with whoever's the one that's kind of bringing it in. It's all around us. It's in plants. It's in animals. It's in the atmosphere. It's in us. You know, I'm trying to think. Aloe plants have a lot of Ormus, and there's tons of different things. And I'm not an extreme expert on this topic, but I do know some. And what I can tell you is that the way that Mark and I started to create Ormus was very interesting because it helps to bring in alignment the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, the etheric body. So whatever it is your highest development in those forms, the Ormus will help you with that. The Ormus also has its own consciousness, just like everything else in the universe. So with Ormus, it's extremely powerful in that before taking it, to set an intention or to seek actively to connect with the Ormus and create a relationship. Because the Ormus, because it's a fifth state of matter and it's monoatomic elements, what happens is whenever it's taken in by the body, it can become whatever the body needs. Now, I know that sounds really crazy, and you're like, what is this? But I have to tell you, it's true, because it's a state of matter that comes into reality that we can see. And when that happens, it comes in here, and it's kind of, in a way, it's unstable for us in our world right now, because it's very much impacted by electromagnetic radiation and these kind of things, so EMFs and cell phone and lights and sunlight and all these different things. So you can actually have the Ormus, and then if it's exposed to these different things, it may disappear. You'll think it disappears, but what happens is it's actually transmuting whatever's in the field. So we take really special care of shielding the Ormus as much as possible, and I'm setting very high intentions so that the Ormus stays stable, so that when taken, you'll get the benefits from it, which for me have been an expanded state of consciousness. When taking the Ormus, one of the practices would be to start off really small, maybe just a couple of drops under the tongue, or a couple drops in a glass of water. And then after taking it and setting an intention, just to set and be quiet for a bit, maybe go into meditation, or maybe just focus on breathing, and just allow the body to absorb whatever it needs to absorb. I could go on and on. What do you think, honey?
Well, we definitely got a lot to cover this evening, but what I want to do is just kind of go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had mentioned how our friend in Texas had sent us some information, and I think the two of us started to do a lot of research by looking at a lot of YouTube videos, watching a lot of different people create it. The particular method that most of, and we'll talk about some of the other Ormus we purchased and the experiences with that.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much all the methods that we're working with or have tried are done in a method called the Egyptian method.
The Egyptian wet method.
Yeah, and the reason for that is it actually goes back to the time of Egypt, and it was created by the temple medicine people. I don't know what the proper name would be for those type of people that served the kings and queens or the heads of Egypt back then. I guess they would have been the temple medicine people.
The priests
mm-hmm. Used to create this, and then only the, you know, the king or the queen of Egypt at that time would actually take it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's another form you may know. It's like manna from heaven. So that's in the Bible. And there's also some reference in the Egyptian lineage of gods taking Ormus instead of food. And so the gods would then be the pharaohs, right? Or whoever was in charge there in Egypt at that time. And they would just strictly take Ormus instead of ingesting food. Now, I can't tell you I was there, so I don't know exactly, but I'm just telling you what I've researched and read about. But yeah, I wanted to say that, sweetheart.
Mm. So we started to research and learn a lot about the Egyptian method. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about like how we made it, but there's a couple different ways that people make it. They basically start with some type of filtered water, normally some type of spring water, and they add something to it. And in some forms, it'd be kind of silly, some of the stuff I tell you they use.
Yeah, we won't get into all of that. Thanks.
Well, I want to cover that. The okay. Point of it is some people are using I think it's milk of magnesia, and the reason why they use that when they add it to the water is the idea is to add Dead Sea salt or other types of salts, Himalayan salts and stuff like that to the water, and then basically bring the pH of the water up, and by raising the pH of the water to a certain level, you're able to separate out of the Dead Sea salt this Ormus.
Yeah, so it unlocks the state of matter whenever mm-hmm. the pH comes up to around 10. the trick is you don't want to get it too much over 10, because then it's no good. It's not good because you have other things that start falling out. And what Mark's talking about is all the different kind of methods that are being used. I know one of them is the lie.
Yeah.
Where he's lying. And we have used ornaments from all over the country, from California, from Colorado, from Sedona, Arizona. There's quite a few places that we actually started using ornaments first, just to kind of see what the impact was for us. And then after we started using it, we were just kind of determined, like, hey, let's do this ourselves. Let's make a batch of ornaments. And that's kind of where we came in to develop our Peaceful Ascension.
Mm-hmm. So we have so much more to cover on the show this evening, but we need to take a minute to promote our website and talk about what we have available for anybody who's interested as you hear more about how we've had experiences with it, also how different ways that we've made it, when we made it, the different, we'll talk about benefits according to research and what we've noticed in our own experiences, and then we'll share some stories about some of our clients, which names will be changed, to talk about the different ways that have shown up in so many different ways for them. So before I get to that, we just want to let you know that if you're interested in trying the Ormus, as we get further in the show, we'll actually be talking about how we put it out to 12 people from around the world to actually test it and give us research and their experiences and stuff like that. And of course, we use our own Ormus. We've been using it for a while, and we're going to actually be giving free trials of it out, or free samples, not bottles, but free samples of it mm-hmm. At the Fort Worth
Holistic
Fair, which is coming up November 13th, which is a Sunday in Fort Worth at Billy Bob's. So make sure if you're in the Fort Worth or the Texas area to come by and see us. We host a table every other month there. I'll actually be speaking. I spoke not last month, but the month before. I spoke about the power of prayer, and for the speaking engagement that I'm going to be doing at the November event, I'm going to be talking about the fact that we're all gifted as intuitives, what we call the gut feeling. And I'm going to talk about what that is, how we're all gifted, and how you can use some subtle skills or exercises during that talk to unlock some of those beautiful gifts that are inside everybody who attends. So make sure to stop by our table, come and listen to me speak, and try some Ormus. We'll actually have Ormus for sale there, and we'll also be giving samples away for you to actually try a little bit of that. What I was wanting to get to is just to let you know that if you go to our website, which is www.divinepractice.com, and if you forget that link, it's off of our radio website also. You can actually find it at under our show listing. Our link for our website is there. And we have a page that we created. If you go there, there's some information on the main page, but at the top on the menu, there is an Ormus button. And if you click on Ormus, it takes you to the page. If you go to the main page, there's a link to get to the Ormus page. Both pages have a button for you to purchase the Ormus. The main page that you can go to actually has some details that we're going to talk about on the radio show about the benefits of it. But we have a special deal that's going on right now that you can purchase the bottles for $33. That's a reduced price that we're offering for this part of the year. But we've even, me and Chris even talked about it, and we decided to even do a special offer for people who either come and see us at the Holistic Fair or who are listening to the radio show right now. And that is, if you buy three bottles, you get one for free. And those bottles are $33 each. So we're really excited to be able to offer that. And I'm sure once you hear more about a lot of what we're going to share on the show this evening about our own personal experiences and also the experiences of other people, You're going to be very excited to try this also. For a lot of people, as you can imagine, it's a very subtle supplement, almost like taking like a bunch of minerals, you know, if you're taking like a multivitamin, but with a lot of different positive benefits that you're not going to get from taking any other type of supplement. So we're really excited about the offering, and with that, we'll go back and talk a little bit more about what is this RMS. And as Christy had said, we started by doing research. We were kind of heading towards deciding to create it ourselves. And then we said, you know, it'd be kind of cool to try three of the major brands that everybody around the world's been trying. And we, like Christy said, we got one from California, actually a 3-sample pack from there. We got one from Sedona and one from Colorado. So we had a chance to try that, and it was interesting. Christy is very gifted on a lot of different levels, and she was kind of sharing with me how, like she mentioned earlier on the show, that that you can kind of tell by using the Ormus kind of the lineage of some of those brands we were trying. So she was kind of saying, you know, when I tried this one from California, and I forget what the details were, but it was stuff like one felt very palladium based, and there was another one that seemed like it came from another lineage and everything like that. So it was very interesting to see the differences. They usually, when they're created through these other brands, they normally have intentions set with them. So there's one for heart opening, like the California one. There was one for heart opening. There was one for
crown chakra
and stuff like that. So they normally have an intention set, and we'll talk a little bit soon about how we kind of set ours to have a different type of intention, so it would be more usable for anybody who gets it, and
more gentle,
and really kind of talking about some of the people have and what that sampling of people looks like, you know, as far as all the different ways that it was used. So we tried that, and you know, for me, I have a tendency, I think it's because I'm so grounded. For me, a lot of those ormuses didn't really do much of anything. I mean, I could feel a little bit of a, I get this thing where I kind of spin a little bit where it feels like my head is spinning. That's generally the way energy feels like for me. I think for Christy, she had a different experience with each of the brands. And I don't know if you want to share anything about, you know, any of that.
I think that just with each of the brands, just like we're saying, each Ormus has its own consciousness. So you have the basis that it is a fifth dimension state of matter. And then with that, you have intention. So whoever creates the Ormus, that is important because that energy is being put into the creation of manifesting this alchemy. So basically we're talking about alchemy here, right? So it was, I'm sensitive like many of us are. So I could feel the different energies of those individuals who made the Ormus, and some of them were more, I don't know, analytical, and then others had a different kind of personality, and then others had a different impact, you know? So they each had their own unique kind of job based on who helped call forth the Ormus here in this plane. One of the things that I've seen that everybody agrees on is, to be honest with you, the best Ormus that you can take is Ormus that you make yourself, because then that Ormus specifically speaks to what you individually need. Now, if you don't have 2 months to do research and then a month to gather all the materials and then dedicate a week to 2 weeks to the process of developing the Ormus, then maybe try our Ormus.
Exactly. We can you can outsource that to us, and because we've done all that.
We've done all that for you with lots of love.
So basically the way we set that up is, you know, the bottles are 33. I mean, by the time we add in supplies and research, you know, Loramus is costing about 50 cents. The other part of it is all the materials and all the research we had to put into it to create it.
It's a labor of love, for sure.
It definitely is. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think what we'd like to do is, for the next phase of this, is really just talk about, without giving too much detail, because we don't want to spend 3 weeks explaining this, kind of talk about how we make Doramus, the process it goes through, and also some of the things that we do during the different phases of it, which is kind of a lot of what all the different people who make Doramus do also.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So talk about what did the initial setup look like?
The initial setup was we used spring water. There's two different lines of thought out there, to either use distilled water or spring water. And for us, it was very important to have water that was alive. So we chose to use spring water. Then we used dead sea salt. So the dead sea salt is some of the most amazing sea salt that you can get. I did a lot of research on the dead sea salt, and you probably already know that, you know, you can soak in it. It has all these different kinds of things that are beneficial for all of us. But one of the interesting things about the dead sea salt is it has a higher concentration of minerals, just because it's been so concentrated and constantly evaporated there in the Dead Sea. So what happens is, and we made our own, and you have to use washing soda. So we made our own washing soda. Basically, you take baking soda and you bake it, which I kind of think is funny, baking soda. But after several hours, it changes chemical form into becoming a different substance, which is called washing soda. So what happens is we take the solution, we take the spring water, and we reconstitute the dead sea salt, salt water. So basically we've got the salt water now, which includes the minerals from the Dead Sea. And the whole time we're doing this, we're saying prayers and we're setting intentions and we're being very mindful of the space that we're creating. We're shielding the Ormus. We do it at night. Generally we wait until it's about getting close to the full moon. And this batch in particular was made in August. And it's very, very special energy. I believe that was when there was a lunar eclipse, right, baby?
Yeah, it was the lunar eclipse. It was done in August of 2016.
Mm-hmm. And these are limited batches. So we make a batch and we have a limited amount. And when it's gone, it's gone, you know, so that energy is there. And whoever needs it will come and get that and use that. So if you feel called or interested, just please do check out our website at divinepractice.com and check out our Ormus page. But so we continue with the process, and then we use the washing soda to make a solution, and then gradually we increase, we take that washing soda solution, put it in the salt water solution, and very gently increase the pH up to about 10. And we have a special meter that we use, and we check that. Once it gets to about 10, something really magical and amazing starts happening, and this water, which was clear, starts to turn into like what looks like milk. And that's why, too, it's called the Egyptian wet method, because when this milk comes up, and the whole thing looks just like milky now. Mm-hmm. Well, then the process is, over the next several days, we have the Ormus now. It's come into form, and we have it enclosed in a sacred space with sacred geometry around it as well. And it was so cute because we always had roses nearby.
We had live roses.
Live roses and in like avocados and just real special fruits. And it was just so sweet, the whole thing. And
there's a couple things I wanted to add to what you were saying. One of them was that because in our kitchen where we're normally doing this at night, we were using lights in the other room so we could see what we were doing. But we were very careful to make sure that the light in the kitchen, which is a fluorescent bulb light, mm-hmm. was actually off.
Mm-hmm.
We, as you were explaining, everything was shielded.
Mm-hmm.
you know, with aluminum foil and everything to keep out that. But to add to what you said before you go to the next step is that what's really cool about it is it looks like water and oil. And that is once it starts in the first phase, you'll see the milky stuff will actually either sit at the top or the bottom, and then you'll see a water base on it. And there's almost like this, so much of it is milky, and then all of a sudden there's like a set of water sitting on top of this big white thing, and it's very cool the way that kind of separates out.
Yeah, definitely. So when you first mix it up, you've got this big solution. It looks like, you know, now it's turned to milk. But like as Mark says, when you let it start to settle, then you can see the ormus starts to fall out of the solution now. And it's funny because then you have like this whole layer of just this milky substance. And then you have this the clear water on top. And the process from there is to let the ormus set. And we did four rinses on ours. Right, babe?
Yeah, it's about four rinses.
Four rinses. So over a process of about 4 days, we very, very carefully would take that top layer of water off of the salt water.
Yeah, we would siphon it off the top.
Siphon it off the top. And then we would add fresh spring water back in, stir it up real good, and then let it set again. And then so that what that's called is actually washing the ormus. So we washed the ormus, rinsed it four times, and then on that fourth, after the fourth rinse, then that's when we came together and we bottled. We bottled our first batch of Peaceful Ascension. I think one of the reasons that we really set the intention for Peaceful Ascension is that some of these ormuses that we have tried, they're, you know, ormus can do different things, right? So, and it's different for everybody. I mean, Mark, do you want to talk about some of the benefits?
Well, yeah, before I go into it, I think you're kind of leading into this. For some of our experiences by using the other brands, what we started to notice, and I think some people would call it dark night of the soul. Some people would call it just going through and dealing with and being shown your personal stuff that you need to work on,
clearing
certain things that you might have been hanging on to. And, you know, for some people that can be, you know, with other products, it can be a very intense process. I think, you know, just to jump ahead for a second, one of my friends who was trying it said that he's a very calm and gentle man. And he said he took the ormus and he was just like, you know. And of course, we know him that he's kind of somebody who kind of swallows a lot of what he says and doesn't really speak his voice quite a bit. For like a whole day, he was just like telling people what he thought. So he's like, oh, my goodness, I've never seen this. You know, all of a sudden I'm taking this ormus and all of a sudden I'm saying all these different things. So, you know, for a lot of different people, and we'll be sharing so many different stories with you this evening about different experiences and everything from growth to expansion to healing. So let me go into some of the research for a second and talk about the benefits per some of the research articles and some of the stuff that we kind of confirmed through our own testing of not only other people's products, but ours. Some of the clear things as far as possibilities or benefits by taking ormus is clearer thinking. You know, for people who have that monkey mind, it can actually slow down your mind a little bit, get rid of a lot of that chatter. You have developed intuition. You know, a couple of people have taken it who basically were working on opening up their gifts. They weren't getting a lot of everything. They took the ormus and all of a sudden,
bam,
bam, all kinds of experiences, all kinds of things being shown to them. So they actually were developing their intuition. Emotional healing, you know, for a lot of people have had different types of traumas in their life, you know, different kinds of really bad experiences or things that maybe you've been hanging on to. Just the whole emotional healing aspect of that. Greater clarity and focus, heightened senses, sense of being fully present, being in the now, being in the moment. Sense of calm, you know, if you have any type of anxiety, or if you just feel like you're just going all the time, like 100 miles a minute, just this very sense of calm. And for a lot of my experience, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, for me, I just noticed that there was just the stillness that came in when I was taking the different types of Ormus, more so with the one that we created, about just kind of just really sitting in a state of just like, I don't have to do anything. I'm in the moment. I'm just being. And to really just find that calm state of just being without having to do something. Deeper meditations, expansion in different physical aspects, and healings, and then of course, you know, being able to help with creating manifestation, actually creating different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's just the short list.
Yeah, I was gonna say the list could go on and on. There's so much research out there that about people who've taken it and had, you know, tremendous impact with their health as well. Maybe they had a critical illness, and maybe some things were going on, and Ormus helped. And now we're not doctors. We can't prescribe this to you, but we do say that, you know, if you want to investigate and see how the Ormus will work for you, this is an exciting opportunity for sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of the articles talk about is a statement that says, Ormus is capable of restoring natural intuitive awareness. And the reason why a lot of people in different places who do research on this claim that is because we've always been for thousands of years very gifted,
mm-hmm.
and very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only recently, probably in the last 100 years, that we've lost our connection with everything that exists, including the planet and nature. And what the Ormus does is it kind of reconnects you into that awareness and really just opens up to all that stuff that's really there. It's there for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little hint or a little preview to the speech I'm going to give next month. You know, intuitive ability is really just paying attention to what's always there for you that we generally just write off as illusion, fantasy, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can just pay attention to what's being given to you all the time, you're actually given thousands and thousands of messages all day long. So if you can just pay attention to that, you'll notice that it just kind of opens up. Well, the Ormus kind of quiets the mind, brings you into a place of shutting down a little bit of that chatter, and creates a stillness in you that allows you to really just notice what is there for you and how that can be used to enhance any aspect of your life, let it be finances, romance, you know, personal health. You know, anything you're looking, cash abundance, you know, anything that you're looking to do in your life, it's really there to kind of help you to become the fullest or the most expanded aspect of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second statement that's here says it arranges your one's own personal innate skills and genius that you possess so that you can share it with the world. And I think once we can kind of fully have faith and trust that and realize that everything is always taken care of and we can let go of the drama and really just enjoy life, you basically find that everything is always there for you and you have this life where you can be filled in happiness and not have to be involved in the drama or pain or suffering or not being happy. And I think for all of us, we want more of that. We want that space of really just being our full potential and just really enjoying life, because that's really what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to worry and sit around and have all these fears or sickness and all these things. You know, really a lot of that stuff at a higher level comes from the fact that we're just not connected the way we're supposed to be. And well, I think that's a whole different show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, everybody's got their own journey. And I think for me, it's a big push is that, you know, wherever you're at in your journey, that's where you are, you know, and that's where you're supposed to be. I know that with my oldest, she often worries about, you know, what decisions she's making and how she's doing this or what her life will be like. And this morning I was talking to her and I just kind of just said, you know, I said, look, you don't have to worry about your life. Because you know what? Everything is taken care of. The universe has got you. Your life is going to unfold. And there's absolutely no way that you can make a bad decision. There's not. Because any decision that you make, the universe self-corrects. So if we make a decision, we want to go do this, but maybe there's something else and we're being guided, you know, towards our ultimate destiny in each moment. you know, it's just going to happen. It's just going to unfold. And just know that wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be. And sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it doesn't feel good, and sometimes it's crap. But you know what? I'm sorry, you know, and I feel for you. And I just tell you that you're not alone. You are so not alone. And there's no need to label or judge or say, oh, I'm not good enough because I have this emotion, or, oh, I should be more elevated or enlightened, and then I wouldn't feel anger or this and that. Well, just remember, we're here to have a human experience, and being human is everything. So there's a way to allow us to experience that humanity without being engulfed or taken down by it. And I think right now, especially in the collective, things are swirling around so much that we, you know, especially the sensitive ones out there, we are kind of being engulfed, you know? And I mean, I just talked to my daughter again, and she said last night she woke up in the middle of the night, had a nightmare, and couldn't stop crying. She said she cried more than she's ever cried in her life, and she didn't understand why. But then later when she woke up this morning, she felt fine. But, you know, there is this calling out. There's this aspect of this, you know, this crying divine feminine just saying, please, please help me. Please help me. And then this masculine energy that wants to help. It really, really does. But it's frustrated because it doesn't exactly know how, you know. And for me, I think that know-how part is just taking care of ourselves. And that we become the change we want to see in the world, just like Gandhi said. So as we take better care of ourselves, and as we become kinder and more gentle to ourselves, thus we are able to be kinder and gentle to the world. And we spread out those ripples all over the world. We don't even know. We don't even know. And the beautiful part about the Ormus is that it helps us. It helps to break through some barriers. It helps to even us out. It helps to rekindle that connection, but it does it in a very soft and loving way. You know, it's funny, when we first had our first tester take it outside of Mark and myself, you know, all the Ormuses that I've seen usually say start with about a teaspoon and a half, and then go up from there. Generally, you want to start in the morning. You don't want to take it later in the day because it could keep you up. And also, too, you want to give yourself time. So you don't want to take it and then immediately drive, because you want to see how it's going to impact your physical system. Well, our sweet first tester, you know, she said, yeah, sure, I'm ready. I'd love to take some. So I went and I took our Ormus and I took a little bit more than half a teaspoon, put it in water, just stirred it, prayed over it, gave it to her. And Mark, you can tell the story. What happened next?
Oh yeah. So she left, and she was driving down the street. You know, so this is as we were learning more about a lot of the stuff we had to teach people about proper use of it.
Well, us too.
Yeah, us too. She was driving down the street, and all of a sudden she found this. You know, this is one of our friends who was basically working on her gifts, and all of a sudden all her gifts kicked in. It was this huge rush of energy that came into her. She said as an interesting synchronicity at the time was that her daughter had her iPhone sitting on her lap, and it just shut off. It was almost like an EMP pulse that just blew the electronics. It just shut it down. So her daughter had to reboot her iPhone. And she basically said, you know, she always wanted to talk to her guides. She wanted to have intuition messages. She wanted to be connected to everything. And she got that, even to the point that when I talked to her after the weekend, she had called to tell me she hadn't slept in 2 days. And we were like, boy, there's a side effect we weren't expecting.
Yeah. So, and I think... God bless her. She was so sweet to test that for us. And one of the things she said was that she was driving, and almost within minutes, she just started laughing uncontrollably because there was this huge wave of joy that she didn't know where it came from, and she couldn't contain herself. So because of that, because of our sweet beta tester, we knew that we had hit upon something very special. and that with our ORMAS, peaceful ascension, it's extremely important to start in very small doses. So that's why we say to start with just only 5 drops mm-hmm. and about 8 ounces of water, and then just to be with that, and then just to take that in the morning and see how that impacts. And it's been a wild and crazy ride for people all over the country. And one of the, you know, and it varies because we're all different, right? So the ORMAS is going to come into our system and give us what we need or whatever our attention is. And like Mark says, Mark might take ORMAS and he's like, I don't feel anything. And then I'm taking it and I'm like, woo, you know, I'm like, wow, that was amazing, you know? And we've had those kind of ranges of experiences as well all over the country. Yeah.
You want to take a caller?
Well, I think, where are we at on time?
We got about 15 minutes, but we also have overtime tonight, so we could go a little bit longer to talk about some of the stories from some of the clients.
Yeah. Well, how about we, I think if we have any callers or people that want to call in, how about we take calls in about the next 5 minutes?
Sounds good. If you want to call in, you can call 646-716-9663, and that phone number is on your radio console. So
can you repeat that one more time?
646-716-9663.
So if you would like to call in and ask a question about the ORMAS or anything in particular, Mark and I will be happy and excited to hear from you. And one of the things is, if we do call in, know that we don't have the ability, because of the way we set up our system, to screen the calls. So we may just kind of pop over and say, hey, would you like to ask a question?
It'll be like you're on there.
Yeah. So. And then if you're like, nope, just listening. Okay, that's cool. Just let us know. But if you've got a question, we will definitely come to you. If you've called in, we appreciate you very much. Mm. But did you want to talk about, you know what? We should really talk about your friend, who had the cancer.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so leading into that, basically, after our first friend, of course, we had been trying it, and we kind of shared a little bit about our experiences. Christy's had all kinds of experiences.
Oh, big.
I think even with some of these, and I think more so with some of the other brands, I think me and Christy were triggering each other and kind of clearing some things.
Well, I think in the beginning, yeah, especially with the other brands, it was kind of, it was
trigger fest.
It was trigger fest. And I think that's one of the reasons that we really set the intention for peaceful ascension.
To be very gentle.
Be very, very gentle, because really there's no need to do that. And it has been more gentle, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you talked about your experience of energy and different things. For me, I've talked about how for me, the experience has been to be in a place of very quiet, gentle space.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, just from my observations, is that you have been able to have a ton more patience with the girls.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, calms it down, takes the edges off.
Yeah.
You know?
And you've really softened your energy is softened, and you've gotten to the point where you just really lovey dovey with them. Whereas before, maybe some little thing here and there, you know, would have just kind of like, you know, it struck a nerve or a chord, and now I can see a transformation in you that you've softened, and it's beautiful and exciting to see.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, and you know, as we share some of the stories this evening of different people and their stories, you will see that because it's the same warmth that goes out to every individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is so many different stories. So leading into some of the stories, and we'll be taking callers another minute or so. What we decided to do is, we have 12 of our friends that are very gifted in different levels of abilities around the world. Some are healers, some are very psychic, high-level channels.
Some are highly sensitive.
Very sensitive individuals, people who have anxiety and panic attacks. We have people who are very sick with cancer and other types of different challenges. And we selected 12 people from around the world that are very close friends to us. And we gave them an opportunity to try the ORMAS for a month and to basically give us feedback. it kind of made me and Christy feel really good, because in the beginning, the biggest feedback was coming is that everybody loves the bottles and the labeling.
we even had one person, she was that when she got the Ormus, she was like, oh my God, I could just feel the energy coming from the Ormus. I just rubbed it all. I just didn't even take it out of this package. I just rubbed the bottle on my body because it just felt so good. I could feel all that amazing energy. So I thought that was so sweet.
So that's really cool. So we definitely want to start sharing some of the stories and all the different experiences the way you showed up. But before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and take one caller for right now.
Okay, sweetheart.
And as we said, we're not able to screen you in the back room and get your name and everything. So we're going to just call you caller 8860. That's 8860. We're bringing you on the air. Hi, you're
Hello.
On the air with Christy and Mark. Hey,
hi,
how are you?
How are you? Good.
Good. And what's your name?
It's Amy.
Amy, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
So, do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah. Can you answer intuitive questions?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure, you know, I know how certain people work in certain ways, so I wasn't sure.
Sure.
I actually,
whatever
I'm really, the only way to describe it, I'm really proud of myself in the sense of I released a lot of unnecessary people and experiences. It's just a lot of karmic stuff that I've released, and I'm really at a good place right now. I feel very stable. And so I'm wondering if you see a relationship coming in, because I feel like I've become my own best friend.
So. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, I can see right now, I just see that your base is very, very solid, and your heart is just so beautiful and wide open. That's one of the first things that I noticed whenever I tuned in. It's and you've really been doing the work, but you're in a place to where you're kind and you're gentle to yourself, you know, and you're finding the love within you. And that to me is so amazing and exciting to be in that place in your life, and just to be able to witness and to see from where you were before to this current moment in time is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of the work that you've done. I just need to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mark? Yeah. It's been,
yeah.
It hasn't
okay.
been easy,
so,
but yeah. Thank you.
So basically, we'll go through the inventory. So the first thing is, if I can produce this partner for you right this second, do you know exactly what you're looking for?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Okay, good. So some people will do a dream board. Some people will create a list, like a shopping list. As always, it's always good to do a couple different things. First of all, it's good to create that list and really take the time to sit and think about what's important to you. For a lot of people, that's based on what they know from past relationships hasn't worked. So sometimes you can do the list in reverse and say, hey, I know what doesn't work for me. You might be a person who likes a lot of time one-on-one with somebody, or you might be somebody who needs a lot of personal time. So, you know, when you get a mixed match of a partnership, you know, sometimes that can be rough. So really just kind of thinking about what it is that you want, make sure you kind of do that inventory. The next step really is to become all those aspects. And it sounds like you're really out on the right foot already. You got a lot of that under your belt, but you really want to incorporate everything that it is that you're looking for. So as an example, if you generally don't, and I'm not saying anything in particular about you, but if for some reason you don't have a lot of sense of humor and you're looking for a partner who has a sense of humor, then you probably need to work on that one aspect. And that's just a general example.
I get it.
It could be any aspect, right?
Yes.
The next thing you want to do is really just kind of put that out to the universe and kind of let go of the outcome. Now, that doesn't mean you can just sit in your living room and do nothing. I mean, you need to kind of put yourself out there, listen to the gentle guidance of the universe as far as where you feel directed. It might be if you're into bowling or something or some kind of hobby that you decide to go out to a meetup group and find a bunch of like-minded people, voila, you got a partner that loves something you love. So, you know, really just kind of putting it out there. It really is that idea of just embracing and becoming what it is that you're looking for, having a clear understanding what that is, and just setting the intention to say, universe, this is what I'm looking for. I am looking for a partner that's going to give me all these different things that I'm looking for. And I know that you're going to bring that to me, and just kind of putting it out there, being proactive about doing certain things. It might be something like getting guided to put yourself out on some kind of internet website, match.com or something like that. Yeah. It could be all of a sudden networking with some friends and you meet someone's best friend and all of a sudden, you know, you see something come that way. So, you know, the universe generally will give you some gentle guidance to kind of get you in the right direction. Sometimes that initial relationship will be not quite the best fit. It's almost like the universe is kind of bringing you something where you can kind of critique it a little bit more and say, well, here's something else I'm probably looking for. But, and then going back to the list for a second, something that's really important is always to say this or something better. Because the universe, the universe understands us better than we do. So it's always good to not really just say, this is what I want, and then, you know, and then find out that, well, there's all these things. And I think that was something I learned by coming together with Christy, is that there was a bunch of things that I wanted. I did do the intention of this or something better. And when we finally got together, there was so many different aspects that I could never have ever figured out. And it wasn't until I came into a really good partnership that I was able to really figure out, oh, whoa, there's something I never thought to put on the list. Wow, that's really powerful, you know?
And it's interesting. Because just one thing, it's, you know, it's not a, even also because I used to be so much in my head, I'd put the list out, but it's like, it's also about the added bonus I've done in the last couple of months, especially is how does this person make me feel? How does he make me feel? How does my heart be around this person? And he doesn't have to be in front of me. I haven't met him yet, but that's the feeling I want to have inside out. And that's another way to attract somebody too, is that, you know, not just saying, okay, I want a loyal person, a person who communicates well and is effective with his feelings, all that stuff. There's a lot more, but, you know, I won't go into it, but the point is that, but I want him to make me feel like I can talk to him and have an open heart, which I do. Mm-hmm. But the feeling is different. It's one thing to say it versus, you know, embracing it. If that makes any sense.
Definitely. And one of the things, no, definitely. I mean, thank you. And something that a friend of mine taught me, whenever I was in Israel last, I was on a retreat, and one of my friends from Germany, she had lost her husband, and she'd been by herself for quite some time, and this is before Mark and I had met, and we sat in the sun together in Neve Shalom, and she said, you know, just imagine what it would feel like to sit in the sun with your partner, hand in hand. Just sitting here, like, what would that feel like in your body? How would that feel? How would that feel to have their, you know, and just really putting yourself in that place where it's already manifest, like there's no desire for anything because it's already there, and just allowing yourself to totally and completely just feel it. And then that way, when it comes, you know it because it's already there, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Can I ask you,
do you sense this and feel like this, myself being surprised by whatever chance comes in?
This is going to go against your logical mind. Yeah. So would it, they're showing me some things, but sometimes the information comes in and it's and then there's bits and pieces, but this is going to be unexpected. It'll go
Okay.
against your logical mind, but again, go back to your feeling and be open. Just be open
Okay.
and have and kind of and drop expectations as far as any kind of a pressure of a certain kind of outcome. And the most important thing that's coming through right now that the angels are telling me is to enjoy the ride.
Okay.
And enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, and have as much fun as possible. That's very important for you right now.
Okay, so do you see meeting him again this year? By any chance, Christy?
I don't see the end of this. They're not giving me a time. Do you see a time,
Okay.
Mark?
I feel that someone could come in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it really is one of those variables that's up to you because it's a matter of figuring out. And it's not that you have to be obsessive about this, but there is this
Yes.
idea of you following the guidance and making sure that you're kind of getting out and networking a little bit and meeting different people and stuff like
But
that.
it could
And
be early January too.
yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it almost feels like there's some initial kind of
It could be
connections
like an initial
between
contact.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, but then
Okay.
it kind of becomes more of a
Maybe
full-time
something.
relationship by January.
That's kind of what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this moment,
You
and
know
you
what
know,
I
Amy,
love
that
about
could
this?
always change. What? Say that
Yeah,
again.
and I just what I love about the transformation of myself is that there's nowhere to go. Like I don't feel like it's interesting how much I've evolved, and it's just watching myself. Like I used to jump into relationships, and now it feels more, so much more. I feel so much more at ease, grace, and ease with myself. If you just start as with again, no expectations, and just being friends, and like you said, having fun. Yeah, and there's friends. There's the difference. You want to always jump into the relationship, and I don't want to do that. Even that's what I know I want. It's like even before I meet this person, is that yeah, there's nowhere to, there's you don't need to rush. Life will
Yeah,
happen.
you got
It'll be
this.
cool. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good. Thank you for calling in, and I wish you the best of luck this year.
And I love your show. Thank you. And I'm actually going to a Mormon temple. I'm in Connecticut. They have a tour this coming Saturday. I'm really excited. So thank you.
Oh, that's
Oh,
great. That's very
awesome.
cool.
Awesome. That's beautiful. Beautiful. You have fun. And thank you so much again for calling in, Amy.
All
Okay.
right.
You
Have a good
take care.
night. Thank
Bye.
you. Yeah,
Bye.
bye. So it's always exciting, and we apologize that we're not going to be able to get to the rest of the callers this evening. We see quite a few people in the call queue, and we're going to actually continue to finish up the show with sharing a couple stories. Do you want to start with some, or do you want me to go into some of the stories about some of the healing aspects?
Well, I think, let me see. Why don't you go ahead and start, sweetheart?
Okay. So one of our friends, she had been going through cancer for 3 years, basically went from hospital to hospital, then eventually into rehab, into different facilities for rehabilitation, not drug-based issues, but just rehabilitation
For the
for
cancer.
the cancer because of all the chemo.
Yeah.
And we sent her the Ormus. She's relaxing at home now because everything pretty much is hopefully all cleared out. That's what we pray for her. And she took the Ormus, and unlike our first friend who couldn't sleep for 2 days, our friend who hadn't slept except for 2 or 3 hour intervals for the last 3 years took the Ormus and slept for 12 hours straight. So,
Well, and see, and that's the amazing thing about it is that the Ormus gives you what you need, right? So she'd been in such intense pain because of the cancer and had to wake up every 2 to 3 hours to take pain medicine just to get through. And then she takes the Ormus the first time, and then bam, she's asleep. 12 hours. No, no need for pain medication. She sleeps straight through.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's just everything else that she reported was just amazing. She's feeling a lot she's doing a lot better. She wasn't able to walk for about 2 years. She's actually walking now, and she's doing rehabilitation in her home 3 days a week now. So just an amazing turnaround. And, you know, some of that is just the Ormus, and some of that is just like everything else in the universe. So mm-hmm. it was just Definitely. Amazing to see. What kind of story do you want to share from our group?
Well, I think we had another friend of ours, and he agreed to take it, and he's highly sensitive. And because of his gifts, he often has panic and anxiety attacks a lot. And we've worked together through the years to help with this, but he just has so much information coming in all at once that it just really does overwhelm his system. He's such a sweet, amazing man. And he agreed to take the Ormus, and he's actually taken Ormus from other places. So when he got our Ormus, he took the Ormus, and he said initially he couldn't tell much of anything. But he continued to take it over the next few days, and he let us know. He said, you know, something's changing. He said, this really is, it's very calming. And it does, and it is exactly what it does. It's peaceful ascension. So he was able to start to find this calm within himself that's always there anyway, but he started to have more of a conscious connection with it, you know? And for me, that was just so uplifting, because I know how gifted he is, and for him to be able to say that his mind was calm, and then he felt calm in his body, you know, was huge.
Mm, yeah, it's a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
we'll share one last story, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show.
Yeah.
There's quite a few people, like you said. We had probably about 12 people in our test group, so we're not going to go through all those stories,
yeah,
but just a lot. Yeah. The last story I want to share with you is one of our friends who does a lot of advanced spiritual work, and who is very connected and can tell the aspects of different types of energy. She's been using Ormus for 2 months now, and basically said that she's actually, I guess for some of the people who are out there, you might understand this, she normally can connect at a spiritual level roughly at 10% all day. She says that she's actually able to connect at 50% now all day long. So she's noticed an increase since she's taken the Ormus. More connected, she said, to the divine and God, and really just kind of really upped her game, which was just mm-hmm. really powerful. Mm-hmm. So,
which is a huge compliment coming from her, because
yeah.
she's amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was already way gifted in the beginning, and just to see this exponential growth because of the Ormus, and for her to, she's actually one of our biggest salespeople now, you know, because she's got everybody.
People are using it, yeah. For sure, yeah.
So we've had a chance to have people with anxiety, people who weren't gifted, who noticed their gifts, people who are gifted, who notice really what the Ormus does, people who were
physically sick
and how it's really kind of changed their lives. And we do have a couple people with cancer that are actually working with it now, that it's helping them as they go through their healing process mm-hmm. with the East and the West medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very nice compliment for any aspect of your life. So with that, we'll close out with letting you know, if you go to our website for the radio show at spiritualconnectionsradio.com, there's a link on there for our show for divinepractice.com, or you can go directly to www.divinepractice.com and check out our website and our newsletter and all the other things that we have up there.
Yeah, and click on our link for Ormus, and then check that out. And if you feel so called, you know, order a bottle. And and if you'd like a deal, because I like a deal, you can also order 3 and then get 1 for free. How about that?
Yeah.
It's really special. But we're just so excited to be able to bring forth this Ormus, this peaceful ascension, into the earth plane at this time, and just share it with whoever feels called to have some really fun things happen in your journey.
Yeah, we did do so much prayer work into it. It does have so much energy and love in it, and mm-hmm. it is really set with the intention of giving each person what it is that you need for your highest good.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's filled with a lot of gentle and loving grace in it. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing. We're happy to be able to share it. When we originally created it, we never thought it would become what it is now, and
no,
how much it is.
We didn't have a clue.
Yeah, you know? And just how much it really is helping people in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. So we're so blessed to be able to bring this to you. And like we said, we made it on the full moon of the eclipse in August of this year.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a limited batch that we are selling, and we'll probably make another batch next year, but that's where we're at for now. So make sure to check that out. There's more details up on our website. The bottles are $33 plus shipping, and you do get the deal of purchasing three and getting one free for a total of four.
Yeah, and one bottle will last you a month. So a bottle is about a month's supply. So it's... So it'll last you about a month. Yeah.
And just in closing, just want to remind everybody that next month we'll actually be interviewing our friend from LA, the relationship expert who's done the $1 Million Dating Game and been consulting on other different TV projects and has a book out about relationships. And he's going to be on in November. We'll have his information up on the website. Probably in the next week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we really enjoy the show. We appreciate you all tuning in, and we send lots of love to you.
Thank you, and have a beautiful now.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the Divine Practice Show with Christy and Mark on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Bye.